So Teichem, we said, is taking a guf echad, one entity, and breaking it down to small particles. So rule number one is that in order to have a shayla of Teichem, there needs to be gedulei kaka. Gedulei kaka means something that grows from the ground. Vegetables, fruits, as opposed to eggs, fish, meat, but that's not gedulei kaka. Now there are dinim that negate to cutting not gedulei kaka into small pieces, which we'll see soon, but the malach itself is by gedulei kaka, yeah.
Is an example like that, like taking like a vegetable, let's say like a pepper, and you just take certain parts of it, like for some reason you use the seeds, and then you take that apart and use that? Is that something that you
No. Cutting the pepper into small pieces.
Meaning you cut it too small.
Right. Okay. Cutting it into small pieces. So here, that's the rule number one. Rule number two. Samach l'su'uda. K'may b'malachas bar l'el sh'mchal k'may derach malachal derach achila. K'may b'malachas tarichim v'chal k'may derach malachal derach achila. Just like by bayir, not all malachas do we say this, but just like by bayir, there's an idea of derach achila that's mutarai. So too by tarichim in the search of an idea. Haynu k'may sh'am matirin gam kan. Tarichim samach l'achila. If you're not using a kli which is miyuchid for teichin and you're doing it close to the time of eating, however, even though we're passing like this, since there are those that are not mechalik, they hold that even samach tachila is teichin. Kva kasva paiskim lotz is das kulam. The paiskim right to be yotze all the shitas. Shenachinu shle l'shtamish behet zeh shal samach l'su'uda. That's the mishbura. Mishbura is very much not for this heter. The Ramah brings it down. Mishbura says that there are many that mefakfek fake on it, many that don't hold of it. Therefore, one should not rely on it.
Who's the one guarding the kulam?
Ramah brings it from the Rashba. But there are others that are chalik on it, and therefore the Mishmaru says better not to rely on it. And that's why we're going to learn that l'chatchila, we can try to get out of the problem. Yesh v'sifan shigam l'das ha-matir v'salam chasud v'kilim rak v'darm v'sheva'atzmam hei ma'acholim. It's only with things that they themselves are food up. If you're cutting up in small pieces something which is just there to bring out the taste, like spices, tavlin spices, fine. So this is an important thing to keep in mind, because sometimes we will use it. We will use the head of samach l'achila if we need to. But if we don't need to, if we have another eitzah, so we're not going to rely on samach l'achila. Okay, rule number three. Ein techina achat techina. Once one thing was ground, then there's no grinding afterwards. Therefore, bread. Can I crumble bread into smaller pieces? Yeah, because it came from flour, which was ground by teichin. Even though now it's one piece. The kasha on this is going to be mud.
Oh, yes.
Right? There's halacha that if you have dry mud on your pants or on your shoes, you're not allowed to scrape it off because of teichin, because it's crumbling into small pieces. But mud is made up of sand. Sand started off as small pieces. So why is there teichin?
Sand was never ground.
So how could you do it in a way that it doesn't crumble?
It started out at small pieces.
It was tachon. So it's even better. It was tachon.
It was never made.
Sand
is
from
rocks.
Okay, that's already a bunch of years ago.
That's all true. We're saying
if you wet a tissue,
so then it's not a problem. But you know, wet a tissue.
I don't know what comes from sand.
But I'm talking about we scraping it off. That is grinding. Okay, so we'll get to that. If it's dry, there's malabin also. There's halach is a malabin.
Right. Even though it's not food, we can
wear teichin. Yeah, that's it. No, because it's gedulei karka. Gedulei Karka. Comes from the ground.
It goes that far, that's like
right.
Food.
Right, right, correct. Okay, so that's rule number three. Rule number four, Shinoi. Avshab Shah Malachas and Chalkamim Nasa Kedaka Nasa Edishinoi. Right, by all Malachas, usually we make no difference between if you do it in the normal way or in abnormal way. Because even if you do it with Shinoi, there's at least the Isidra Banan. By other malachis,
really?
By teichin, we're gonna be mat there, bedach shinoi. What's called the shinoi? So that we have to learn. So we got the rules here. You need gedulei karka. Samach lesuda may not be a heter. Ain tchina chatchina, and shinoi may work with us. Now let's see the pratim. Turn the page. Derechol, av v'dvarim shaloi shayeches b'mtchina. Now, even by things where it's not shayech tchina, like by fish, meat,
eggs,
cheese,
chicken.
Komakim lo yitira chacham la'asoysim tchinasim v'klim yuchel ezer b'chol. V'hatam mishum uvda d'chol. So now, I'm not allowed to use a kli that's miyuchel f'tachim. So the shayla that the Paisim talk about is, can I use an egg slicer? What's a vada?
It's not toichin.
It's not miyuchin for toichin.
Cutting into small pieces. Yes.
An egg slicer of that is not toichin size.
Yeah. Why? If I take the egg and I turn it around.
Yeah, it
then I turn it around.
Okay,
and
so if you can make anything at that clue, miyuchin.
That's I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Egg slice.
Alligator.
It's made
okay, alligator.
No.
Alligator. Yeah, no, that's what the kaka.
Maybe I worked in a store, they only make one slice.
That's what I'm doing about sandwiches now. Why?
I don't think it's a clue.
It's
a
slicer. It's not.
Wait, you can't grind meat.
And the whole.
Why? But he said over here that because of Uvda the Chol, you now use a kli that's Miyuchav for Teichin.
Please not Miyuchav for Teichin, because it's not Shai for Teichin.
You
could do Teichin with the.
Teichin means cutting into small pieces.
But and only in regards
people
to
it. People use it. Ramesh and Rishlam Zaman held that people do it. Okay?
So
you
what,
don't
they
do
make it.
It
small?
Yeah. They both talk about it. So obviously it was the Shaykh.
They didn't work in the same store as me.
I
worked in a store
so.
Rabbi in Williamsburg. They only did it one slice.
Okay. So let's say that. I'm sure you can think of other examples.
The onion slicer.
A cheese slicer.
Garlic.
No, but that's yeah, gedulei karka. I'm sure man, not gedulei karka now.
No, I'm saying the size of that is taking. That makes it very small. That makes it.
Say, but I'm not talking about gedulei karka. I'm talking about not gedulei karka.
That's good. Cheese grater.
Oh, okay, fine.
Cheese grater.
Right, cheese grater. Cheese grater. So the egg slice, Ramosha Rishnam Zalman Matzah, but they said two different svaras over there. One svara was that it's a knife. It's a fancy knife. It's just a knife. It's not a grinder. And
yeah.
The other one said a different svara to get out of it. What? Oh, again, we don't want to be samecha miyad if we don't need to. If we need to, we'll be samecha. But I forgot the chilek. They had like two different knaches and why it would be mutter. So egg slice the lemais is mutter.
You could do it both ways.
A cheese grater that already. That's a grater. If it's called a grater, it's a grater. So that would be a problem. To grate the cheese on a grater, that's a problem. Even though there's no teichin by cheese.
Why don't you say the word is
going to
be by cheese?
Choppers that with like the grated, like it's like little square. It's like a
The alligator.
Yeah.
We're not talking about
that's what you meant, the alligator.
We're not talking about gedulei karka.
If you use that for non.
That's it. That would be awesome.
Yeah, Rebbe.
Yeah.
What about, why can't you say the cheese was used to be in Tehran?
Yeah, it's
cheese was a liquid. You could spread it up every liquid in the Swahili palace.
It wasn't liquid, cheese was not liquid.
Cheese was.
Cheese was made of milk.
What?
Maybe
it's
you're.
It's made from the fats of.
Right, the fats was whole.
Yeah, but you could do that, you could split up
cheese. Cheese is from fat?
Yeah.
Separates the thick part from the cold part. You put in the enzyme,
and
they said that's something else. It's not cheese.
Oh my gosh.
It's just sour cream or whatever.
Maybe they
put like one or two drops of that stuff in and they cook it up.
Separates
and
it's
like... Also, the fat with one...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen them do it.
So look what he says. He says, Alkein, Dalit. Alkein mutter the fire gvin, it's mutter the chop up cheese, or lachtich basa, baits of chadome, dak dak to very small pieces, machine go do the kaka. Kamakim kvarkasav, nashin the stamps of clean yuchel and bachal. Alkein, also ligra gvina, a moiri choritz, which is a grater. Chenos lachtich basa, oi baits in besakin a godol, ham yuchel and bachal. Cupids, if there's a special knife that's made. No. This is a knife that's an egg slicer. But this is a special knife. I don't know exactly what it looks like. Maybe. I don't know exactly what type of knife, but some type of knife. Okay, what that was it? Okay, now some chlasuda. Kvaksamnu lel shal chatchila nochmu shal shnamish beheta shal samch lesuda lot seis das hapaisim sheinim chalkim. We mentioned before that one should not rely on the heta of samch lesuda in order to also be yaitza those paisim in the hole that you should not rely on it. Alkein kishachaitchan abitzalim b'shabbos b'baikim, when you're cutting the onions in the morning or any other vegetable. So what are you supposed to do? The tzarich sud say, "Nochen shle chatchim as dak dak el yachnich asam le chatichus gedolis ketzas shemzekal iser teichim." Meaning like this: what is the shear? Right, the lashon of the shulchan aruch says, "Teichim yerek dak dak." If you cut it very thin, then you chayv an teichim. So the paiskim say, "Bir alacha." Others say, what's the share? What's the share of dak dak? What's thin thin? What's very small? So therefore they say you should do it a drop bigger than you normally do during the week. That's what they write. However, Libi Aymer, I think, and Rosh Hashanah says this also, and I think I have rights from Moshe to this also, that the share of dak dak is that you cut it so small you could just swallow it without chewing. That's the shear. And therefore, test it out. See the man that you could swallow easily.
I could probably swallow a piece of an onion.
No, that's not what you could swallow. What you do swallow after you finish chewing it, that's small.
Oh, that's so teeny.
That's right. Therefore, it's a big enough commitment to what I'm saying and what these places are saying.
We're thin enough.
It comes out very thin. Right. So therefore, again, we're dealing with Issa Deraisa, so maybe it is worthwhile going with a Chumra Degas share, but
everybody holds an alley, use a grinder, no matter what.
Right, that's for sure not. Even by a Dovah She'ini Gdula Kaki, you can't. So therefore, this, right, so yeah. Akein Tzichon Lizar Maharbe, where I skipped. What does he say? Kamak b'diavad, b'makam tzarech. Misha choytchem dak dak samach l'suda yishlamid lismach. If he does it samach l'suda, chmoykein, just like by Beira, samach l'suda is called after you come home from shul, like we discussed then during the prep time. Kvar kesav neshekan gam efshe shayvrim al isatayr mishdam shem klim yuchel mechol. Akein tzichon lizar habe b'zeh shle mishdam shem klizet. So even if you're being samach on the head of samach l'suda, even if you're relying on the heter of doing it during the preparation time, but still don't do it with a clear that's miyucha for this. Therefore, let's say I have those pepper grinders. That's a problem. It's a problem. That's he says ladach pilpum chadayim sheinu chol ba'atzman rak boin lahatim oichol shmi machmi even some chlasuda like we mentioned before.
Yes,
but you could do two shinoim. You could take the back of a knife on the table, not on a plate, on the table. So there's two shinuim here. Normally you do it on a plate. Normally you do it with a grinder. You're crushing it with the back of the knife on the table itself. So what we learned today was that the teichin by gedulei karka, by things that grow from the ground, vegetables, you should not cut them very, very thin. We've mentioned two different shitas and what's called very thin. The paiskim that say that it should be a drop bigger than what you normally cut them. Other paiskim that say that it should be bigger than very small. That's gedulei karka. For sure, now with a kli. Sabach l'suda is a question. whether you should rely on some chasuda, therefore it's better not to. And with things which are not gedulei karka, like meat, cheese, and fish, you could cut into small pieces, but also not use a klitz miyuch for that. Egg slicing says it's fine, a grater is not.